This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ahn, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Wonderful.
Didn't get blown away from the rain?
No. We had, when I went out to get in the car, I counted, and we'd had 3 drops on the...
I tell you what, it poured here for a minute there. It poured.
I could see when I got just about to Butler that there'd been a heavier shower go through. We didn't get much.
We got a big weekend planned. You will be out at the Nokomis Homecoming at the Bottom Ruffinley Shaw Baseball Museum doing our broadcast from Sports Saturday. Later on that afternoon, will be at the Staunton Rib Fest judging ribs. And from what I've been told, they've got 60 rib cookers cooking this year. So that's going to be a jam-packed event.
We went through Staunton, and I noticed a noose hanging there, and I asked them what that was for, and they said the judge makes the wrong decision. So I don't know whether that was you or...
No, this is... Every year they've had the Rib Fest, I've been a judge. I don't know how, but...
It's grown into quite a quite a deal.
Jam-packed event. We have a jam-packed show today.
Yeah, we do.
We got a full house. I don't think we can get another person in here. Members of the Old Time Tractor Show here. Judy Probst, Andy Theriak, Jim Neiman, and Ray Swanson are here. Our conversation begins right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show, Tobin Ahn, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, our guest this week from the Old Time Tractor Show in Hillsborough. It's Judy Probst, Andy Theriak, Jim Neiman, and Ray Swanson. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you two today, guys today and gals today?
We're fine.
And we are here to talk about the Old Time Tractor Show, and it's right around the corner. Judy, if you want
to... Yeah, it's next weekend, July 20th and 21st, out at the old Hillsborough Lake. Registration starts at 9 o'clock, and we have 2 days of fun. We'll have tractor games, and the Hillsborough FFA is going to be out there and doing the pedal pull on Saturday at 10:30. We will have the tractor games start at 1. We're going to stop probably at around 2 o'clock and have the little kids do their pedal tractor races. And they enjoy that, I think.
Anything new and exciting going on this year that you haven't done in the past?
We're doing basically the same things, I think. I don't know if anybody's come up with a new game or not. We try to do something a little different each day, and some of them are kind of wild sometimes.
I don't know. You mentioned you were a guest on the Around Montgomery County program, blindfold driving or something like that. That I'm still amazed by that.
it's very deceiving because they blindfold you and you have marks that you go to, and you think you've gone a long ways, and sometimes you've only moved a few feet. You feel kind of silly, but sometimes you don't move very far at all.
Andy, let's turn things over to you here. You've been a member part of this since its inception. Talk with us. Grab the mic so we want to hear your dulcet tones on the air here. Tell us a little bit about the history of this Old Time Tractor Show, because this goes back quite a while, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Tobe. I started Caulfield Tractor Show at Caulfield, and I give it up after 12 years. And Arlen Kasten came to me one day, and we was talking, and he said, "Well, come over and help. How about coming over and helping us?" And I said, "Well, I'd be glad to." And like I say, it takes a lot of work to put on this, Tobe. I mean, you got to shake the bushes with a lot of people, and playing these games and stuff. And like like Judy was talking about, the blindfold race, we would like to get you out there and put you on a tractor and see how far you would go, you know, blindfold you in a 50-foot mark. You know, you think you've went 50 foot, and you might
I may go off the track. Andy, come on.
We got two guys sitting beside you. We either told go right or left, you know, and that way you don't go out in a crowd or something.
But I'm blindfolded. My left and right may be disoriented a little bit.
That happens. That happens a lot of times, you know. We'll say, go the other way, Tobe, or different things like that.
That's reverse.
Yes, it is.
But it goes back quite a long way, and this has drawn a lot of interest in Hillsborough, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. You know, we try to, like Judy said, a lot of things there where these young kids come out, and you ought to come out there and just watch these young kids mm-hmm. have this, what you call a pedal race. Mm-hmm. We're talking from, 4 years old mm-hmm. to up to 7 years mm-hmm. old, you know, and they're on these tractors and stuff, and they're racing, you know, to try to get to the other end, and they really get a good kick. And that's what it's all about, you know, the kids and the memories of what we're going to have, you know, down the line. You know, like they'll say, well, we've seen Tobe out there, you know, they blindfolded him 30 years ago, you know, and he just about run out in the crowd or something, you know. But I think
that Tobe would do good in that race because he's kind of walks around the blind part of the time. So I would think he would do real well in the blind race. But you talk about these youngsters, Andy, and at the Butler Homecoming, we have the pedal tractor pulls and stuff. And the expression on these young ladies and young men's faces when they're getting right down to where they can't hardly make those pedals go again, it's worth 1,000 words just to look at they got their tongue sticking out or whatever, and it's just great to watch them.
Yes, it is. Judy can tell you we have like a slow race for these garden tractors and stuff, and a lot of times I'm, you know, going back to the International, you know, they're kind of slower than what those John Deere's are and stuff, and you look over to these young kids, and you know they're in their heart they're wanting to win, and I'm ahead of them, and a lot of times I'll just go over and pull a choke, you know, and let it die, and you are to see their face, you know, they just pass me up, you know, and that's one of the things about, you know.
Let's turn things over to Jim and Ray here. Jim, let's talk. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with the Old Time Tractor Show and that.
Well, I became president of the club this last year. James Randall, he was president for 12 years and decided to retire, and we wanted to keep the club going, so I guess you might say I stepped in, and with help from Judy and a lot of others, and we try to, we have programs at every meeting, mm-hmm. and our meetings are from October to April and May, and we meet there at Maverick there in Litchfield mm-hmm. on the second Wednesday. We don't do it in the summer because there's so many activities and shows and so forth. And I might add one thing to for the show there at Hillsborough. I understand there's a few of us that's going to demonstrate our old equipment, like the old threshing machine and maybe old combines and pickers, and kind of have them running so people can see how they operate.
You mentioned club. What? Is it like the Old Time Tractor Show Club, or is it the Luck and Buck Saddle Club,
no.
or what club? What club are you talking about here, Jim?
The Mid-State Collectors Club.
Okay,
yeah.
Just wanted to clarify that. So,
and
go ahead.
Jim, for the folks that's not aware of Jim Nabian and his collection, he has one of the best collections you'll find of Alice Chalmers from the get-go, way back to at present time. He's got. Gosh, how many combines have you got, Jim?
Well, I got a total of 12 combines. I got one model of every AC and a couple of gleaners. And one of my favorites is AC number 60 combine with a two-row corn head on. Mm-hmm. They only made 850 of those. And I found one that operates. All my equipment operates.
I can remember starting around a 40-acre field of wheat with a 5-foot Alice Chalmers combine, and that looked like you had to have a lot of faith that you would ever get done before the summer was over, but we did.
Well, they even made them smaller than that. They made the 40-inch, and I have one of those.
Yeah.
My brother, not to switch things, he goes to car shows all the time. He has got two classic cars. I'm starting to see a trend here. There's a lot of interest with the classic cars, but there's also a lot of interest with the antique tractors. Am I off by saying that, or what's caused the interest so much with these antique tractors?
Well,
the nostalgia of going back in the day and saying, hey, this is what we used back in the 50s or 60s, and compare and contrast, or, you know.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Most collectors collect what they used, what their fathers or grandfathers used on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes back to that, and keeping up the interest and trying to get more young people involved to keep it going, and that's kind of a hard thing to do.
Certainly a while ago, someone, I don't know, was it you and your Judy, who it was, someone mentioned Castens, and they've been very instrumental in this throughout the years, as well as you people have, but Arlen Casten has really been involved in this over the years, and he's another Alice Chalmers collector. So when you have people like yourselves and the Castens and various other people, I don't want to start mentioning names, that are as interested as you people are, it's good, because the chances of your club surviving is much greater when you have people that don't just refuse, in other words, to let this go, you know.
Ray, let's talk with you a little bit here. Talk about your interest with the antique tractors.
Well, I started about in 1998. I went to the first show they ever had on Main Street, and it was very hot. I think you had it there about, 2 years?
Yeah, we had it on in 2 years on Main Street. The second year, it was about 100 degrees, and the heat index was like 110.
Sounds like Old Settlers.
Right.
Old Settlers, right?
Yeah. And this, the pavement was kind of sticky. It was so hot. So the next year, we asked if we could have it out at the Old Hillsborough Lake, and that's how it got out there. And it's amazing, the little trees they had planted when we started out there, they're getting big. They're pretty good shade trees now. So
and
we've been
a lot of natural shade out there.
Right.
It's an ideal place to have it.
Right, it is. It's a pretty setting. It's, you know, to have the tractors all lined up amongst the trees and on the hills, and it really looks nice.
But basically, you just had a passion for the tractor shows. And
well, I worked for Massey Ferguson for several years.
Okay.
I'm kind of different than these gentlemen here. My dad had International tractors in Case that we used on the farm. So naturally, you'd think I'd go with Case or International. Actually, my dad was a Case dealer in 1952 for 4 years, and we got burned out. So you'd think I might be a Case dealer or collector, but I ended up going with Massey Ferguson. But I like them all. I don't. There's only one that I don't care for, and I hate to pick on the green people, so I won't say what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've reworked every tractor but a John Deere and Oliver. But I'm down to one now. My health's not that good, and I don't have a place to park them, so I'm down to one Massey Harris 30 is all I have.
Judy, let's talk a little bit about the itinerary here, because as we mentioned before and we talked about, it starts off with a parade.
The parade's going to be at noon. They usually go down through the campground so the campers can see it. I think they come out and watch you guys, don't they, when you parade? Yeah, they like to see them. But the first thing we do in the morning after registration is the FFA pedal pull. And they come out and do that for us each year. They've done that for several years now. And then, the games start at 1, so.
Judy, you should mention that on Saturday night we have a cookout for all the members.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right there at the park.
Right. For the Tractor Club, we have a cookout. Hey, we're going to have butterfly pork chops and big porkies this year. So, and everybody
Are
just
you grilling
brings a
again,
dish.
Uncle Ralph?
No.
Arlen and Jim Langham, which is on from the Hillsborough Tractor Show, they do the cooking and everybody brings a dish and we sit around and chit-chat. That's kind of what all this tractor stuff is about. It's just you meet nice people, you make friends. That's how the club got started. Somebody decided that we needed to meet through the winter because we see each other all summer long and don't see anybody all through the winter. So Ray's the one that sent
I find that hard to believe with all the coffee shops in the area. I mean, come on.
Well, Judy's talking about this. Her husband that passed away, Daryl Cranford.
Cranville.
Always talked about starting this club.
Right.
And so when he passed away, I told the wife one day, I said, I'm going to send out 20 cards. So I had some help from some people, and I think Judy even helped me from Hillsborough, and we sent out 20 cards. And the first meeting, the weather wasn't that good, but we had 22 people there.
Right.
So I figured it was going to go.
Yeah. Then they were from 9 different towns, as far as away as Springfield, Edwardsville, Decatur. I mean, just all over came. So Ray kind of.
That says a lot.
Kind of said, Judy, you're going to be secretary treasurer. Jim was going to be president. He just kind of told us that's what we were going to do. And the next meeting in December, it was blowing and snowing and really, really cold. 11 people even showed up for that one. But we normally have close to 50 people at each meeting. We have, I believe, about 60 paid members. And that is family. I mean, it's mm-hmm. only $5 per couple. Mm-hmm. So,
Jim, a question comes to mind, and I know you've been in this business a long time, and you just was talking about going to pick up another AC piece of equipment. How difficult when you get some equipment that needs quite a bit of restoring, how difficult has it become to find the parts to do this for some of this older machinery?
Well, I try to find them in pretty decent shape, but you go through antique magazines, and there's always ads in there for used parts, whether they're remade or found off other pieces of equipment. There's people that just deal in these things.
And I suppose some of them are retooled or remade, whatever you want to call it.
Right. For instance, this is an Ollis Chalmer, but I got a hold of an old 1927 McCormick Deering silage cutter and blower, because mm-hmm. I already had the corn binder, mm-hmm. and I got it running, but I needed a new pulley on it, and the old time pulleys are pressed together.
Yeah.
Well, there's a company that still makes them. You send in all your old the hubs and everything, but the pulley costs more than the blower did.
Oh, I don't doubt
but
that.
They know you got to have it.
Well, sure. So it's no good without it.
Right.
So. We're getting close to the end of the program. It's hard to believe. Andy, how many tractors are expected for this show?
I don't know. Generally, we have all the way from probably 60 to 70 tractors
or maybe tractors. We have lawn tractors also.
Yeah.
We usually have around 100.
100?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Told we're going to do something different this year, a little bit different.
Go ahead.
You know, I lost my daughter 3 years ago to cancer. Mm-hmm. And I talked to Arlen, and I said, Arlen, I said, won't we do something for, you know, the tractors for cancer and stuff? And he said, and Judy, I talked to Judy, and they said, well, it sounds like a good idea. So I got talking to one of the farmers at Coffeen, and he called me, and he said, Andy, he said, I'll buy you a tractor if you want to sell tickets, you know, for Montgomery County Cancer. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, if it's pink. Well, they looked all over for a pink international. It had to be an international tractor, and they couldn't find one. So I talked to Arlen and see if the boy, Alan, if he would paint it. And he said, that is a lot of work. He said, let me go on the internet, and he said, I'll try to find you one. Sure enough, he found me one. So today we're selling tickets. Mm-hmm. And what we make off of that tickets goes to Montgomery County Cancer, but I mean, it's through our club. And Ralph can, you know, Ralph's on the board and stuff. And I think it's a, you know, when you lost somebody like that, it's hard, you know. And I thought, well, maybe our tractor club could do something, you know, for them to help them out.
My eyes were opened a couple weekends ago. Uncle Ralph and I emceed the Celebration of Life birthday party for the Cancer Association. And when Pat Cayley put the 160, and then there were zeros after that, $160,000, my eyes opened up pretty big about how well that organization and how far that organization has come in such a short time.
And it's because of what Andy just said they were going to do with selling tickets on this tractor and stuff. It's because of people like that that go out and have teams and they have fundraisers and they raise money. Over $100,000 of that, Tobin, as you well know, they said that night, was raised by teams of people working and putting on various types of performances to raise money. And it's just amazing. I just stand up there on the stage and can't believe that we're raising that kind of money.
Absolutely. The tickets, are they going to be available during the weekend or can they be purchased before?
Oh, they
How's this work?
They can purchase all the time. I'll tell you what, Tobe, I had a good turnout. I went to Carlinville, called the boy up over there, and he said, bring your tractors, the pedal tractors and stuff over. And we sold tickets there. We went to Farmersville. Those ladies up there was nice. And I'll tell you one thing about this. You may not win a tractor, but you're a winner anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you contributed, you know. So I have tickets. Andy has tickets. Arlen has tickets. Jim Langheim has tickets. And we will be selling them the day of the show.
Okay.
And
real quick, Judy, give us the dates again.
July 20th and 21st. And the pedal tractor will be given away on Sunday around 4 o'clock.
Okay. Judy, Andy, Jim, Ray, it's always a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much for spending some time and talking with us about the Old Time Tractor Show. You'll be here next weekend, and I wish nothing but the best turnout on this thing. You can breathe now, Judy. The roller coaster's over.
Yeah, the roller coaster's over.
Uncle Ralph, next week we will have representatives, I believe, from the Economic Development Corporation mm-hmm. coming in. So we'll have that, and then Mickey Robinson will be in the week after that, and then Leslie Johnson and Tisha Miller will be in the week after that. So we're jam-packed.
Now, and speaking of old-timers, you just mentioned one, Mickey Robinson.
I know. Well,
yeah.
We'll leave it on that note.
Yeah, him. They had to invent dirt so he'd have something to walk on.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you next week. So long.